Remarkable day began with the president confirming that he had disclosed top secret intelligence to Russian diplomats at a White House meeting. In a series of early morning tweets, he wrote, "As president, I wanted to share with Russia, which I have the absolute right to do, facts pertaining to terrorism and airline flight safety." The intelligence came from Israel. The White House spent the day fighting back against accusations that the president may have compromised the Israeli intelligence operation. Here again is Jeff Pegues.
The meeting in the Oval Office lasted 25 minutes. President Trump told Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Ambassador Sergei Kislyak about a possible ISIS plot to down a passenger plane using a bomb hidden in a laptop. That intelligence was classified, and the unexpected disclosure prompted the president's Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert to notify the CIA and NSA. Sources tell CBS News some of the information came from Israel. There's now concern Russia could share that intelligence with some of its allies like Iran, an enemy of Israel. But today, the president's National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, denied that Mr. Trump had done anything wrong.
He shares information in a way that is wholly appropriate. And I should just make the statement here that the president wasn't even aware, you know, of where this information came from. He wasn't briefed on the source or method of the information either.
It is unclear why the president was not aware of where the intelligence came from, but some former and current intelligence officials fear that the disclosure could jeopardize lives. A former official warned, not only could a person be killed, but ISIS could speed up plots.